Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Foundation Friday, September 29th, 2017. Almost done with the third quarter of the year. And the rhino today is this hollow. I know it's hollow because there's a hole in these feet, so I can put this pen into it and hold it up. This hollow ceramic rhino, very cool, fun, white rhino, a little patch on his butt for some reason. And the old oxpecker bird on the top, which the reason I'm using that today is because it's in line with the Foundation Friday tip of the day. The oxpecker gets the benefit of traveling along on top of the rhino, that predators that otherwise might come and eat the oxpecker don't come anywhere near him because he's got the rhino right there, which is big and scary. And then the oxpecker performs a task for the rhino by picking the ticks off the back of the rhino. Rhinos love to, they're vegetarian, of course, and they love to hang out in the brush, and therefore a lot of ticks are just waiting to jump all over them. And then these oxpecker birds pick out the ticks. Now, only problem with this relationship, from what I know, is that the oxpecker ignores kind of the teeny ticks that are on the back, really irritating the rhino, but are not really like full of blood yet, and it eats the ones that are full of blood because this oxpecker loves the blood. So in that case, it's not really helping out the rhino as much as people might think. And second of all, not only that, it is also kind of pecking away at any kind of injuries the rhino has on the skin and kind of pecking away again to get at the blood and kind of opening some wounds and picking away the scar tissue and doing a little more harm to the rhino. So not quite the perfect match of the rhino and the oxpecker bird kind of living together. However, still using it to illustrate my foundational Friday tip for today, which is it's well known that there's a big reason that 90% of businesses fail. And in my experience of helping business owners and running my own businesses for about four decades now, is the biggest reason for the failure is going it alone. No one succeeds alone, but lots and lots of people, unfortunately, fail alone. And that's the foundational Friday tip of the day. I was reminded of that because 2 days ago, I flew up to Vegas to participate in a mastermind group coaching experience. As soon as I was invited by the person running it, I was like, sounds great. I'll be there. I invest in myself to get up there and get around other entrepreneurs and business owners. Now, in that group, some were just starting out. Some were more advanced. But at least the person running the thing is someone I want to get more around. So therefore, I'm going to go. And I'm going to give whatever benefit I can to anybody else in the room. And people are going to possibly look to promote me or become a client of mine, even if I want to take on another client, or they could recommend somebody to be, or I could just feel good by helping them out. And of course, I'm going to do the same with the host of the group. And then I got invited yesterday when playing kind of email and phone tag for about a month. So it's not like I got this late notice out of rudeness of the host, but finally got a hold of the host. One of the host's assistants yesterday, who was hosting a similar event that's taking place tomorrow, right here in the Phoenix area. And immediately I was like, sounds good, I'll go. And once again, I invest immediately. I wouldn't say no questions asked, because I just want to know what's it all about, what's going to go on, and then let's go. But I'm always leaning towards, everyone knows you can contact me to speak in another event, attend an event, especially if it has the right people there. So networking, no, not looking to network with strangers that are not at all people I'm looking to connect with. I'm looking to connect with other high-functioning entrepreneurs, people running successful businesses, people of the right mindset and the right resources, and most of all, the right goals and the right attitude, looking to get ahead, looking to grow, very aggressive, towards growing a business. Those are people I want to get around. They're not usually people you'll ever meet at a networking event. Those are people that are, unfortunately, my experience, among the 90%, because they are looking for, I won't get into it, but not the right people that I'm. And if you ever attended network events, or you do, you know what I'm talking about. So now there's some people that's their target client, or that's how they look at themselves, or that's who they're looking to connect and feel comfortable connecting with other people that are not successful and stuff like that. But I'm always looking to be the dumbest person in the room and connect anytime I can, or get invited into a room full of sharp people, especially when the host is really sharp. I invest immediately, period. And I know that's one reason for my continued success and growth, and my clients as well. I also was asked, hey, you know, was offered, if you know any other sharp, really high-functioning entrepreneurs, we trust your, who you would invite, that you're not going to invite anyone that's not right for this event. And I immediately contacted some of my private clients and also other associates in the area. So there's a couple more people be going with me, and it'll no doubt be a exciting event and possibly an extremely profitable one. And that's what I'm constantly doing, folks, constantly investing my time, my money, my energy into not making the fatal mistake of going it alone, being a lone ranger, doing things yourself. I've done that in the past. Lost businesses because of it, lost opportunities because of it, screwed things up because of it, and big mistake not doing it, and the biggest mistake I see in other people. So if you get invited to participate in a group of high-functioning entrepreneurs, or at least the leader of the group is a high-functioning entrepreneur, my goodness, ask a few questions. But I always know when people contact me about possibly trying to join my group, I always know with a couple of test questions whether this person is right for the group. They're sitting there hemming and hawing and hesitating and not right for the group. That's not high functioning. That's not really charging ahead and having the right attitude. And if I brought them into the group and put them in the room with my high functioning, charging ahead, really growth oriented, successful clients, like, they'd be looking at me going, why is this guy in the room? Why'd you get this guy in here? So I don't care. It's not like you can't even write me a check. I'm sure there's some amount, but within reason, any amount, you can't write me a check and get me in that room, because I would be doing a disservice to the other people in the room, and I won't do it. But when the right person is looking to get ahead and is the right person that I know I can help and I know is a great fit for the group, and I extend an invitation, I know right there there's either going to be hesitation, hemming, hawing, I'm not sure, but, this, that, excuse, whatever, like, oops. Whew, I'm glad they said no, because clearly I made a mistake inviting that person. But I make it on a mission, and I make it a goal never to be that person. Like, I know what I'm looking for, and I know an opportunity when I see one. And so one was Wednesday, and now here we go a few days later. I haven't even followed up. In fact, I just checked my email for the first time today, and I got two follow-ups from people from that event on Wednesday, and some LinkedIn connection requests or whatever. So I got to get back. I haven't even finished following up on the opportunities from that event, and then boom, another one comes along, and it didn't matter that it was 2 days' notice, and it's on a Saturday, on a weekend, and it's a full day, and it's like an hour away, and I gotta get there. I'm like, let's go. Took me about 12 seconds. Not even 2 seconds. Once I asked a couple of questions, what it's about, I'm off and running, and I hope you do the same. That's my foundational tip. That doesn't guarantee your success. But saying no to all those, or being skeptical so much to the point that you don't go, or questioning it so much, or hesitating so much that you don't regularly say, I got to get in the room with some sharp, high-functioning, goal-oriented, achievement-oriented, success-oriented entrepreneurs, you're making a big mistake. And I'll tell you, like I told my clients yesterday, they're like, oh, you know, what's it all about? I'm like, well, secondhand for me is not going to be great, but I can tell you this. If there's 10, 15, 20 people in the room, all of us are entering the room in the same way, is we're looking to meet somebody and partner up, cross-promote, do something, introduce somebody to my audience. They can introduce me to theirs, something, but we're all there to make money. That's for sure. We're not there to take lots of notes and get ideas and hand out business cards and trying to sell our drink of the month club multi-level thing to somebody at a networking event. Like, no, won't be any of that crap. There will be high-level connecting. Big difference from networking. And so as soon as I said a couple of words like that, people are like, boom, thank you for inviting me. And so we'll have a blast tomorrow. And accordingly, I would either record my daily video crazily early tomorrow, but instead, I'll be with you towards the end of the day when I get back home after that event with Success Story Saturday. And I already know who I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. And it's going to be a good one, as it always is. And I hope you'll join me then on Success Story Saturday for Foundation Friday. Steve Cypress, over and out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.